This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. China and Taiwan have made a deal, this on visa issues, at their first sit-down talks in almost a decade. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Shanghai.
The agreement comes at talks focusing on expanding direct flights and Chinese tourism to Taiwan. China's lead negotiator, Chen Yunlin, has accepted an invitation to visit Taiwan later in the year. Analysts hope this round of talks will pave the way for more negotiations tackling more substantive issues. This thaw in ties was made possible by the election of Taiwan's nationalist president, Ma Ying-jeou.
NPR's Louisa Lim reporting from Shanghai. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak stepping up pressure on Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Olmert is under investigation for political corruption. Barak wants him to step down as Prime Minister. Now Barak is threatening to take the government down if he doesn't. Barak says if the Prime Minister does not leave, he'll force elections, dissolving Parliament. The Pentagon's investigating what happened this week along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. U.S. airstrikes accidentally killed Pakistani soldiers. NPR's Jackie Northam has the story.
The Pakistani military says 11 of its paramilitary forces were killed when American aircraft launched about a dozen bombs into Pakistan after Taliban militants attacked U.S.-led coalition forces along the border with Afghanistan. This is not the first time the U.S. has launched attacks against suspected militants on the Pakistani side of the border. It's unclear what impact it will have on already fragile U.S.-Pakistan relations. Jeff Morrell is a Pentagon spokesman.
We are aware of some of the concerns that have been expressed by the Pakistani army and other elements of the Pakistan government. We are working with the Pakistani government to try to get to the bottom of this incident.
Morrell says the Pentagon has every indication it was a legitimate strike made in self-defense.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting. An annual study of child health shows an alarming rise in the number of babies born underweight. It's the highest rate in 40 years. Low birth weights put kids at greater risk of major health problems. It wasn't all bad news. Teen health is up by several measures. American spending on allergy treatment nearly doubling in just 5 years. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality regularly asks Americans what kind of healthcare they're getting and how much they're paying for it. In 2000, Americans spent $6 billion going to doctors or buying medications for allergies. In newly released figures for 2005, that number jumped to $11 billion. Slightly more women than men got treatment.
NPR's Joanne Silberner with that story. And that is the news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.